Okay, so I was talking about authenticity. I was saying that when you want to put yourself out, as in building a personal brand, don't just look at your achievements, the good side of you. People also want to know that you are a human being because human beings are prone to make mistakes, and human beings should learn from their mistakes. Not all human beings do that, but all things being equal, you should learn from your mistakes. That is about authenticity. So I always tell people my story, and I notice that when I talk about some of my failures and how I've picked up from them, it gets me a lot of digital presence. Okay, I'll be talking a lot on digital presence, even though personal brand is not just about digital presence, but I'll be talking about digital presence because, like, it's a low-hanging fruit that we can all work on to build our personal brand. So I completed Accra Academy. Did well, had 7 A's, 1 B, and definitely the B was in English. And I wanted to come here, business school, but I didn't get SELE. And I went to do economics and statistics. Went through, I didn't do so well. I had a lower. I didn't want to get a lower, but I had a lower. It was a product of decisions, right? A product of my choices. Now, at the end of the day, people will always tell you that you are the product of your choices. I don't believe that. I believe that you are the product of the decisions you make, of the outcome of your choices. So I got a lower. That didn't define me. I told myself that I can do better at this. So I had to work hard. Probably, if a first class student to work 2 hours, I have to work like 6 hours to get noticed. So I had to put in the work. And I did put in the work. At a point, I didn't have a job. I had to drive Uber. At a point, I had to, sell Alata seminar in the market. I was writing my story. Somebody's laughing. But that is my story, okay? That is authentically me. So I don't have to just go online and talk about sitting in a swivel chair and talk about how rosy life is. When you do that, people are not able to learn from you. And you are putting out a very, very wrong story. So I'll show you. Okay, please press next for me. Right. I don't know if you can see it, but when I shared my experiences on social media, like I'm going to use LinkedIn because it's one of the most professional ones. And I noticed that when I shared my achievements, when I shared my insights, I had a lot of impressions. So for the past 90 days, the content that I put out there that gave me a lot of impressions were my achievements. I was employee of the quarter. My insights that I learned from a conference I attended on networking, and then my story about how I failed in university and I was able to make good on the outcomes. And those ones gave me a lot of impressions. So all I'm trying to tell you is that if you want to build a personal brand, be authentically you. There is something that makes you unique, right? So being authentically you, I just wanted all of you to write something about you, right? And I'm going to mention it, so I'm going to say something about you and see if your friends know who the person is. All of you are probably do similar courses, so you know each other, right? Right or not right? Right, okay. Somebody says hardworking. We can't determine you by hardworking. It's not a strong point to know whether to know your personal brand. Somebody says very vocal, creative, less confident. How can you be vocal and less confident? That person too. Who knows anyone here who is very vocal but less confident? It's you. Skillful, observant, open-minded. Who amongst you is very skillful and observant and open-minded? Nobody. I am beautiful. Please, who here is beautiful? Sociable and friendly, known for business oriented. Okay. Known for business. Who is that? If you wrote it, don't raise your hand. I want your friends to. Okay. I am outgoing and confident. How many of you know someone around you who is outgoing and confident? Just raise your hand and mention their name. Yes, who is that? What's her name? Say again. Sarah Nadu. All right, so Sarah is confident. Okay, so she knows her, so that's something about her personal brand. Okay, friendly and hardworking. Who knows somebody here who is friendly and hardworking? Hey. HR people, I thought you are people's people, oh. Okay. God-fearing person, very friendly and like to volunteer when the opportunity is given. Well, it goes on and on and on. But what I want you to understand is that whether you like it or not, you are building a personal brand. So when we spoke about somebody confident, she mentioned Nadu's name. Because she has seen that about her. So whether you like it or not, you are building a personal brand. So you better be intentional about building it. Because people are making decisions about you based on how you talk, how you walk, how you interact, and how you act. People are making decisions about you. So let's quickly go into how to build a personal brand. Number one, you should be self-aware. Okay, I like that you people are writing. That's good. You should be self-aware. You should know who you are. How do you know who you are? Who knows SWOT analysis? Okay. Who's head, toes analysis? Okay, fine. How many of you have practiced SWOT analysis on yourself? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many of you have practiced SWOT analysis on assignments that have been given to you? Hey, you don't do assignments? Or you have not practiced SWOT analysis before? So what I notice is that we give more attention to other things than we give attention to ourselves. So you should do a proper SWOT analysis, understand your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So you should use your strength to overcome your weaknesses, leverage on the opportunities to diminish the threats around you. We know that strengths and weaknesses are internal, threats and opportunities are external. So you should know about you and you should know about the environment in which you survive or in which you live to be self-aware. You should know your temperament. These are very important when you want to build a personal brand. I told you, this is a long-term thing. If you are able to know your strengths, you are able to develop them to build value. So I want you to write this down and think about it. Ask yourself, what is my value now? And what will be my value in 5 years? That is a strategic way of building your brand. So you are careful the kind of decisions you make. You are careful the kind of places you go to. And you are careful the kind of people that you date. So self-awareness. Brand strategy and identity. Some things identify you. So I remember when I was in, was it level 300 or so? There was one lady in business school who used to ride a bicycle to business school, and the boys told her, they say she was disgracing business school. But that was her identity. When you say the girl who rides the bicycle, everybody knows her. She comes to mind. We all identify some lecturers with particular things when they come to the lecture hall, right? They are here, so we won't say it, but you know. Yeah. Like, for example, make your family proud, isn't it? So it's something that prof will say. Oh, he's not here. That is the identity, right? So some of the identity you want to build around yourself is how you dress. How you dress. Some of your dressing is not. You should know how to dress for the occasion. When you are coming to lectures, how do you dress? So if you know who you want to become in the long run, you build it. You know, those who come to the University of Ghana and want to be SRC president, when they come, they're always wearing a leather shoe and trousers. They will greet everybody because they know that they will want your vote. He knows that he's building towards something. So what identifies you? You have to decide that. So ask yourself, what identifies me? my hairstyle, the colors, how I dress. There are some people, when I bring certain pictures up without even a face, you identify them because of how they look. So your look and feel is like your identity. Then your brand strategy, what makes you outstanding in the lot of people? What makes you outstanding? For me, what makes me outstanding is I leverage technology and marketing for personal and business growth. So you see that I use a lot of technology and marketing in almost everything that I do. That is what distinguishes me. So I just don't do my marketing based on offline. I do a lot of digital marketing, which is less expensive and gives you more leverage and capture as compared to the offline. So that is my brand identity, using marketing and technology to build personal and business growth. So for you, what is your identity? You have to decide for yourself what your identity is or what your brand strategy is. So brand strategy is basically what makes you stand out from the lot. Then online presence, you have to build online presence. And if you are building online presence, I told you, you should be self-aware. So based on who you are, then you can build an online presence. So I've grown to like writing and talking. I was not really a very talkative like that, but now I talk a lot. So I write a lot on my social media platforms. When I was in University of Ghana, I used to write devotions like every day, and it helped me to better my English. I started a blog, Kwabna Scribes. When my life was doing some way, I was writing a lot. I wasn't seeing the life talk, no. You know, I felt that when I write, it helps me to have a conversation with myself and helps to bring clarity. Some of you, when you find problems, you want to call bestie. You like doing group thinking. It can be dangerous, right? You should learn how to sometimes be a person of your own. But that's just by the way. So what do you want to do on these online platforms? What I do on my online platforms is I sell my capabilities. And I sell my capabilities from a very authentic view. So you see that everything I write about is from my experiences or other people's experience and the insights that I get from there. So I'll not just write five things you need to do from this person. Then I'll just copy it verbatim. Those of you who have been using ChatGPT to write your content, that's what you have been doing. You just pick verbatim and go and put it there. It's not authentic. You will not create a lasting presence. And please, when you're creating a presence online, don't just look at the following. Look at your brand strategy. Look at the value that you want to offer. So I'll give you an example. So like last week or so, I saw someone on LinkedIn who she's been a bit consistent with her content. And I noticed that she needed help for her personal branding. So I sent her a message that I've noticed this and this, and I think I can help you. Then she said, oh, cool. She's interested. So we had an online or a virtual meeting. And what she said that got to me was she has always wanted the opportunity to talk to me so that I could assist her. Because she has been telling her employees that I'm good at this because she follows my content. So you see, people might not be liking your content, but they are following you and they are making decisions about you. You get it? So you should be deliberate about building that online presence. Not always, you know, you are going to club, you are passing here, you are entering here, they are taking snap, you are put your social media presence is all about fun. So even if they say you're in business school, people are wondering, like, how? What is she doing there or he doing there? Okay. Consistency, agility, and adaptability. When you have got all these three things together, you should be consistent. Now, agility and adaptability. Adaptability talks about being able to change. Agility talks about how quickly you are able to change. The world is changing very, very fast. So you have to be able to change, and you have to be able to change quickly. So for you to put out content that is attractive, content that will attract people, or content that will build your personal brand, you must be reading a lot, you must be engaging a lot, you must be networking a lot, so that it shows in the content that you put out there. Now, the dark side. There is a dark side of personal branding or building an online presence, okay? This is it. Pressure. See, pressure. if you're not careful, the pressure will overtake you. Because you see people who are your age, who are building 3-bedroom houses at Community 25. But if they turn you upside down, you won't even get 25 cities. You see your friends going for vacation, Dubai. You know, I remember when I was on campus, I had a friend who was in business school, very rich guy. I think one time the lecturers decided to go on strike. I called this guy, where are you? He said, oh, he's in London. I mean, lecturers are on strike, so he's just doing a Euro tour. I said, hey! Lecturers on strike, I couldn't even go home. You have gone home, you have gone to airports to London. It's powerful. But you see, some of them to post it on social media. Don't say people, nobody's giving you pressure. They are enjoying their life. Probably that's how they also release tension. If you are catching the pressure, it's your problem. You have to pressure-proof yourself because you can't control what people put online. You get it? So I have a very quick acronym for pressure. Pressure is like people racing erroneously on social status up or over real equity. People racing erroneously on social status up real equity. The thing is real equity. It's not just social status. I don't want to mention some names, but you people can relate to some of the issues going on online now. People got married, it was all over social media. Now that things are not going the way that they expected, you see the kind of jabs they are throwing online. And people are like, we thought you were happy. They posted what you wanted to see, and you were catching pressure. So don't look at the social things. Build yourself, right? It takes time to build a brand that can be trusted. All the quality brands you are seeing today, most of them are like over 50 years. You don't just build a brand overnight. It takes time. So please, don't let the pressure you. And if you don't want the pressure to pressure you, you must be emotionally intelligent. How many of us have heard emotional intelligence before? You have to be emotionally intelligent. So this is a quadrant that you can use to manage emotional intelligence. So you must be self-aware. We've spoken about self-aware. You must also be socially aware. Aware of how other people feel, okay? Sometimes, you know, you don't say what is on your mind. You just don't have to say what, me, I'll say what is on my mind. I don't care. You're not emotionally intelligent. You have to care about how other people feel. Okay? You can, is it necessary? Some things, you can say them, but they are not necessary. I know a friend of mine who has been seeking promotion in the office. But every time, he's not part of the list. Why? Because of, somebody gave him an intel that because of some of the things that he had said, and people have capitalized on it, and they don't want him to be promoted. So you have to be careful the things that you talk about. How will it affect the next person sitting close to me? In the class, certain jokes are very, very expensive. You have to be careful, right? You don't make certain jokes because it might make some people feel uncomfortable. So that is about self-awareness. But anyway, people will make their jokes anyway. But you also have to be emotionally intelligent to manage yourself. So that's self and actions, self-management. Like when you see something on social media, you see your classmates who is making it big and you are still, you know, finding money for cocoa. You don't have to say he has been selling cocaine, no. Probably when you are sleeping or when your grandfather was sleeping, his grandfather was working. So they have a lineage working for them. So there's something that they have built on. So you have to learn to manage yourself. When you're building your personal brand, when you go on social media platform, you see so many things. Learn to manage yourself. Tell yourself, I'll learn to manage myself. Then relationship management. You have to learn how to manage others. Okay? When you start building your brand, people start sending you messages online. Somebody will send you that, hello, I've seen what you have been doing, but you know, there's a very important thing I want to talk to you about. You know, since morning I have not eaten. Can you send me 20 CDs? If you don't have it, just tell the person that I'm sorry, I can't help you. It's not everything that you have to be responding to. Somebody said something. They said,
people always have options when they are in need. If you don't take your time and you follow these social things, you want to be liked. You want everybody to like you. Everybody sends you a message. They are sending money. When you don't even have, you'll be borrowing and giving people. At the long run, you'll be in the hole. Right? So you have to learn how to manage relationships. So that's about emotional intelligence, self-awareness, social awareness, self-management, and relationship management. Now let's look at the brighter side of building your brand. We know we are talking about professional visibility. We want to be known. Now, according to LinkedIn data, 87% of recruiters regularly use LinkedIn to search for candidates. So I'll ask you, do you have a LinkedIn account? Okay, who has a LinkedIn account? Who has? So if your hands is down, it means you don't have. So who has a LinkedIn account? So those of you who don't have a LinkedIn account, please get a LinkedIn account, because 87% of recruiters. Now, this is not Ghanaian data. You know we live in a global village. So you should not just be thinking Ghana. Think global, right? So you can even get employed in Ghana to work somewhere outside Ghana. I'm not telling you to japa and leave Ghana. I'm just telling you the realities. What I want you to understand is that the world is big, but brighten the corner in which you are. The KPMG people and the PwC people, most of them, they have been japaring. Am I lying? Hey, you don't mind me. But oh, the auditors, I mean, my wife works in an auditing firm. A lot of them have been leaving Ghana. So as for the japaring, it's a real deal. But position yourself for better opportunities. Uh-oh. All right. 67% of recruiters use social media platforms to screen potential candidates and check whether they are fit for the job. See, cultural fit is a big deal. If you do not fit into a culture, no matter how good you are, you might not survive in the workplace. So they'll follow what you do on social media. And if all you have on social media is entertainment, happy life, like there's nothing, no insights, we can't see the value that you have to offer, it will help them to make a decision about you. So from today, if you want that professional visibility, you have to start creating professional content. If you want to get into the entertainment sector, you create entertainment content. So create content that aligns with your brand strategy and your personality. So that's very important. 67% of recruiters are doing this, checking your social media platform to see whether you'll be a cultural fit in their space. Research shows that social media helps in employer branding and talent acquisition. Employers want to look good, right? So that they attract the right kind of people to work for them. I have worked in the HR space for about 2 years, and I know that it's not easy to employ good people. It's a lot of work. You can employ somebody, nice CV, nice everything, talks nicely. You might like him, but he's not efficient. They come in and they are not able to do the work, right? And when you have a good social media presence, when the employers get closer to you or they employ you, you are able to give them a rub-off effect of who you are. So when people notice that, oh, Dr. Majoria Mankwa works in the University of Ghana. I know Dr. Majoria Mankwa. She's an exceptional person. So if she's working in the University of Ghana, the University of Ghana should be a good place. You see, perceived value. That's what employers want. So if you are building a strong personal brand, people will want to associate themselves with you. Do you get it? More to it. When you're able to build your personal brand, you become known for something. You become a leader in your focus area. For instance, if you're an HR person, you want to build your personal brand in HR, you begin to talk about issues of talent acquisition, cultural fit, leadership, things around the HR community. The more you talk about it, you become attractive. And you are seen as a thought leader. Your unique proposition or brand strategy differentiates you from competitors. So building that brand strategy or your unique selling proposition will differentiate you from competition. It builds trust, authenticity, and credibility. I spoke to you about the lady I reached out to. Because she knows my content and has been interacting with me, she trusts me that I'll be able to do the work. I didn't have to talk plenty. My bank account was responding positively. Professional image. When you build a personal brand, it helps you to have a professional image. So you have to decide what is going to be my professional image, right? Your corporate image. And that is what the people are going to relate to. And that's what is going to give you the visibility. So if you brand yourself properly, you make it easy for employers to make a decision about you. When you go through the steps I have told you and you brand yourself properly, it makes it easy for employers to know the value or to know, to make decisions about you. So simply, when you are able to build that personal brand, you are just standing in the face of employers and telling them that this is what I can do. Am I fit for you? Do you get it? On a consistent basis. So that's about it when it comes to personal branding. And I want you to understand that personal branding is really a long-term thing. I've seen all these things that you have written, and I want you to go back and now develop a strategy for yourself. Ask yourself, what do I really want to be noted for? So that by the time that I'm done being in the business school or the 4 years or how many years I'll spend here, people know me for something. Because when I left school, there are certain people I knew, right, for particular things when there was the need because of how they had branded themselves. So let's work hard to build a personal brand. Let's not do self-promotion, you know, just want to be popular. No, let's be strategic about it. Because that's the way that we are going to attract professional visibility. Today, that's what we are talking about, professional visibility. So I have a gift for you, okay? I have a gift for you. Go to my website, kwabinadapa.com. There will be a pop-up screen. Fill in your details, and I'll give you a spreadsheet that will help you to develop your personal brand. So I've designed a template that you can use to develop your personal brand. It's going to help you to develop your mission, vision, brand strategy, your audience, your target group, and all those things, and your focus areas. So go to kwabinadapa.com. There's going to be a pop-up. When it comes, fill it in, and then you receive the mail with a downloadable link to get that particular template to help you in building your personal brand. So thank you very much for the opportunity. If there are any questions, I will take them. Thank you.
Thank you so much.